Well, joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Peter Drummy. He's our chief historian with the Massachusetts Historical Society. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
You know, on the St. Patrick's Day, I remember when I was in Ireland one year, right on this day, and they said there were more people in the United States of Irish that claim Irish descent than there are people that live in Ireland. And right here on the South Shore, we're in a hotbed of people who do have Irish descent.
Yes, even in a country with maybe more than 30 million people who are of Irish descent, the South Shore has, by percentage, the highest number of people of Irish descent in the United States. And whether that's turns out to be Marshfield or Scituate or someplace in, or Norwell in between, all these towns have more than 40% of people who have Irish ancestry.
That's amazing. Now, why do you think this area, as opposed to, say, New York, when so many people came through New York and Ellis Island?
Well, that's the important point we've just said, is came through, that as opposed to other places where many people entered the United States from Ireland, and many people came to the United States by way of Canada, here people came to Boston in very large numbers in the 19th century. There already were many people of Irish descent in America, but in the 1840s and 50s, and tended to stay originally right in Boston itself and in the immediate adjacent towns. And then over time, people moved out from central Boston and the Boston area out to the outlying towns. And I think on the South Shore, although there already was a substantial Irish community, that's mostly from the 20th century. I think in many cases it's people who came and spent summertime on the South Shore in the South Shore towns, and then over time moved there to stay, to live. But it's a really striking thing. The Irish consul in Boston once told me this with a voice full of wonder, that coming to Boston, which seems so central to Irish American history, to know nearby, in fact, is the center of this story.
You know, it's interesting, too. When did people really start celebrating it as a holiday? Just about everybody, whether you're Irish or not, loves to, you know, wear like a green hat or a ribbon or a piece of jewelry to show that you identify with Irish culture. When did that become more popular in the United States?
Well, its history goes way back. The Charitable Irish Society, that is, people from Ireland who helped each other, goes back 50 years before the Revolution to 1737. So they had they started having St. Patrick's Day dinners in 1737. And it was already in people's minds at the time of the Revolution. So on this day in 1776, George Washington, who's overseeing the British are evacuating Boston, but his headquarters still is in Cambridge, they have passwords for the army to use. So if you approach somebody, you'd give a word and you'd have a reply. So the password, I'll give you the password on in 1776, I would say to you, Boston, and your password to me would be St. Patrick.
Oh, St. Patrick, sorry. A little slow in the uptake.
No, it's sort of, but I think we think that this has all been, that they had this celebratory holiday for this important event in Massachusetts. Really, in United States history, this was the first great victory of the American Revolution, the evacuation of Boston. We don't sort of, because there wasn't a great battle, we tend not to think of it as being so centrally important. But it is the case that right at the time, they were already associating this date with St. Patrick and St. Patrick's Day.
What a great story. I love it when you give us just a little bit more of what's happening, and we so appreciate you joining us this morning.
No, it's my pleasure.
Again, that's Peter Drummy. He's the chief historian with the Massachusetts Historical Society. Password, St. Patrick.
Patrick, yes,
thank you.
Exactly. Bye.
Bye.